Elliot, thanks so much for the time. How does it feel to punch a ticket and head to the New York State Championships here in the next couple of days or so?
It feels pretty good. Been putting on a lot of work all season, so I'm glad that's finally paying off and I get to go compete against all the other athletes.
And obviously, it was a dynamite performance for you at state quals, and I want to start with that discus first. The first place finish that you had there, 145 feet, 3 inches. Take me through that winning mark and how you were able to get that distance and how you were able to get the job done.
Well, all year I was kind of stuck in the high 130 area, so coming into the meet, I just had a few things I really wanted to work on and focus on, so I'd been really working hard in practice to tweak, make those little tweaks, you know, for the big meet, because I knew state qualifiers was important, and then I was able to finally get one out there. But I had a pretty good overall series, too, so I was happy with it.
You mentioned those tweaks. I'm wondering what those were. What little tweaks did you make or did you work on to allow you to have such a great series, as you mentioned?
Well, a lot of it was just like positions that I needed to hit coming into the middle, and a few little tweaks on a release as well. But other than that, everything else stayed about the same.
I'm wondering, when you had that that first place mark and had that high mark of over 145 feet, did you know right away that it was going to be a throw that really put you in a position to finish first and qualify for states?
Yeah, it felt really good. And then I had a feeling that I was going to be all right with that mark and be able to get to states. So I was able to get after it on the last few, where I didn't get one. I'll pass that.
That's awesome. Elliot Walter with us here on BTL from the Spencer Venetian Track and Field Team. He's our Fueling Excellence High School Athlete of the Week, presented by Cayuga Health. Had a great performance at state quals, a first-place finish in the discus, and a second-place finish in the shot put. Let's talk about that event, because that's not an easy event to compete in either. It's very, very exciting to watch. What was working for you in that event to have that second-place finish?
I don't know. I think I struggled a little bit with the shot put. I didn't get out there quite as far as I'd like to, but the weather was good, though, so that helped. But other than that, I don't know.
I tell you what, I look at 45 feet plus, and I think to myself, my gosh, that's ridiculously insane and so good. But you said it wasn't as good as you'd like to. So what would be an ideal throw for you in that event?
Well, for the Class D championship meet, I was able to get one out there at 47 feet, so I would have liked to at least meet that, but so I came up a little bit short of my goal. But
for sure, and speaking of goals, I'm wondering what kind of goals you have set for this season, and if you've accomplished them already, we'd love to know about them, or if there's still some work to be done, and maybe it's a goal that you set early on that you're hoping to accomplish as states roll around here.
Yeah, so a few of my goals was definitely to make it to states was the biggest one, so I was able to accomplish that. Shot put, I wanted to hit 45, and I did pass that. And then discus, I want to hit 150, and that is still my goal for the state meet.
I'm wondering how you got into these events specifically, because like I said, you know, they're so specific and they're unbelievably difficult to do for a lot of different people. So how did you get into these sort of throwing events to begin with?
Well, when I was younger, I played baseball, but that didn't work out for me. So then in seventh grade, I started trying track, and I was a pretty big, strong kid. So the throwing events kind of appealed to me. And then over the years, just practicing, I really started to like them more and more, and I stuck with it.
What's it like for you? You know, this being your last hurrah, but still being able to compete at the very tail end of the season, you know, we're talking about states here, like the final meet of the year, you get the chance to compete one last time. What does that mean to you sentimentally as you get ready to wrap up your high school career?
Oh, it definitely means a lot, because COVID took out the sophomore season and we weren't able to have states last year. So to finally be here and get to this point feels really, really good.
And I was just about to ask you that. With everything that's kind of gone on and how everybody has had to navigate through the pandemic and seasons were lost and, you know, sometimes meets and games and everything were shortened or condensed and everything like that. I mean, what is the most fulfilling part of all of this? Being able to say you've been able to navigate through all of that to where you are right now. Like, what's the most fulfilling part of this whole journey you've been on the last few years?
I think just finally getting here to States, because as a freshman, that was my goal, and then it was a big shot to miss a whole sophomore season and, you know, no States junior year. So I think just finally getting to the meet is just the biggest thing with all, everything that's going on.
And aside from obviously a top finish at States, what else are you hoping to accomplish when you head down there and everything?
Well, I think just to hit my goal of 150 feet and then hopefully place top six for the Division II boys.
There you go. It's that simple. I absolutely love it. I'm wondering if you've got any plans for down the road here, if you've got any plans for the next step of your athletic career or your journey or anything.
Yeah, so as of right now, I plan on going to the Rochester Institute of Technology to study aerospace engineering. And then I'm also inquiring about playing on a track team there.
There you go. That's awesome, man. Congratulations on that. That's a heck of a couple of things that you're hoping to accomplish here. That's absolutely awesome. Well, Elliot, before we let you run, we like to do a little something fun here. It's called our Fueling Excellence Fast Five. It's where we get to know you a little bit more, dive a little bit deeper in your personality, and get to have a little bit of fun for a couple of minutes. So we're going to ask you five random questions to get to know you a little bit more. You ready for them?
Yep, I'm ready.
It's time for the Fueling Excellence Fast Five.
All right, here we go. First question for you. If somebody gave you $1 million, what is the very first thing you're going to do with that money?
I don't know. Probably buy something like a... Probably buy a car.
What kind of car are we talking about? Anything in mind yet or no?
No, I do like pickup trucks, so it's probably be a pickup truck.
There you go. I like it. Second question for you. Obviously, track and field is an individual sport a lot, but it's also got that team aspect too. But I'm wondering, who is your funniest teammate on the track and field team?
I'll say Mike Connor.
And what makes Mike so funny?
I don't know. He's just really quick-witted. He always has a comeback for something, you know?
Excellent. Yeah, okay, there you go. Third question for you. What is a hidden talent that you have?
I'm not sure if I call it a talent, but I play an instrument. I'm in the band.
Yeah, for sure. What do you play?
I play the bass clarinet.
There you go. I like those woodwinds. Fourth question for you. Your all-time favorite movie. What is it?
Probably The Longest Yard.
Yeah, classic. I love it. Final and fifth question for you, Elliot. You mentioned you're a senior. What is your favorite high school memory that you've had? So far?
As a freshman, we went on a band trip to Virginia Beach, and I think that's probably my favorite memory.
There you go. I love it. Elliot, it's been an awesome season for you, and so excited that you get a chance to close out a really, really good year with a trip to States. Congratulations on all that you've done so far, and good luck coming up here at States, okay?
Thank you.